This JCO podcast provides observations and commentary on the JCO article, Human Papillomavirus, HPV, and Rising Oropharyngeal Cancer Incidence in the United States by Chaturvedi et al. My name is Maura Gillison, and I am Professor and Jed Coughlin Chair of Cancer Research at The Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio, USA. My oncologic specialty is head and neck cancer, and I'm also the senior author on this manuscript. This research by Chaturvedi and colleagues provides rather definitive evidence that human papillomavirus infection is the underlying cause of a dramatic increase in the incidence of oropharynx cancer in the U.S. population since 1984. Human papillomavirus, or HPV, is a common sexually transmitted infection, first identified as the cause of cervical cancer and other anogenital cancers, including anal, vaginal, vulvar, and penile cancers. In 2007, oropharyngeal cancer was added to the list of HPV-caused cancers after a review of the epidemiological and molecular evidence conducted by the World Health Organization. Oropharynx cancers, or cancers of the tonsil, base of tongue, and back of the mouth, were long considered a disease primarily attributable to long-term use of tobacco and alcohol. However, research conducted over the last 15 years has made clear that oropharynx cancer is actually two distinct types of cancer, those that are caused by HPV infection versus those caused by tobacco and alcohol. The HPV-positive subset of oropharynx cancers is defined by the presence in tumors of cancer-causing HPV types, predominantly type 16. In comparison to patients with HPV-negative cancers, patients with HPV-positive cancers are younger, less likely to smoke and drink, and have risk factors related to sexual behavior. The higher the number of lifetime sexual partners, the higher the oropharynx cancer risk, consistent with sexual transmission of HPV. Notably, correlative science within clinical trials has recently determined that the HPV status of a patient's tumor is the single greatest determinant of whether a person lives or dies after a diagnosis of local regionally advanced oropharynx cancer. HPV-positive patients have an approximate 60% reduction in risk of death after their diagnosis when compared to HPV-negative patients. In an article previously published in JCO in 2008, Chaturvedi and colleagues reported that oropharynx cancer incidence was increasing in the U.S., largely among young white men, whereas oral cavity cancers were declining. Rates were rising among individuals born after 1935, or birth cohorts most affected by the sexual revolution of the 1960s that changed sexual norms in the U.S. This observation, in combination with a newly appreciated causal role for HPV and oropharynx cancers, led the investigators to hypothesize that sexually acquired oral HPV infection was responsible for the rise in oropharynx cancer rates. In this manuscript, the investigators specifically addressed this hypothesis. To do so, they obtained all oropharynx cancers diagnosed from 1984 to 2004 and stored in three cancer registries participating in the Surveillance, Epidemiology and End Results, or SEER, program's Residual Tissue Repository Program. A comprehensive analysis of HPV in the 271 tumors was performed using five distinct and commonly utilized laboratory methods. Regardless of the method used, the proportion of oropharynx cancers that was HPV positive increased from approximately 16 to 72% from 1984 to 2004. Overall, oropharyngeal cancer incidence increased in the U.S. by 28% from 1988 to 2004. Through appropriate application of the measured HPV data, the investigators were able to determine that rates for HPV-positive cancers increased by 225%, whereas HPV-negative cancers declined by 50%. The investigators also determined that the increase in median survival for oropharynx cancers over time in the U.S. was actually due to an increase in median survival for HPV-positive oropharynx cancers. Thus, through direct measurement of tumor HPV status, HPV was demonstrated to be the cause of the increasing incidence and survival of oropharynx cancers in the U.S. Unmasking HPV as a cause of oropharynx cancers has resulted in a paradigm shift in concepts of risk, prevention, and treatment of head and neck cancers. Most importantly, this study demonstrates how the knowledge and ability to measure the heterogeneity of a human cancer can unveil a remarkable rapid shift in the population-level epidemiology of a cancer over a period of only 20 years. In this particular case, improvements in oropharynx cancer survival over time in the U.S. were revealed to be due to a shift in the underlying etiology of a cancer and its inherent responsiveness to therapy, rather than to therapeutic advances over time. Similar rapid changes are probably ongoing for other human cancers that are increasingly recognized as heterogeneous, with analogous implications for cancer treatment. This research has several additional important implications. Approximately 20,000 men and women in the U.S. were diagnosed with a cancer caused by HPV each year between 1998 and 2004. The majority of these cancers were anogenital cancers among women. Chattervedi and colleagues estimate that over the next two decades, the burden of invasive HPV-caused cancers will shift from women to men in the U.S., largely due to the rise of HPV-positive oropharynx cancers among men. HPV and its consequences have long been considered a woman's problem, and women will continue to bear the brunt of the morbidity associated with infection. However, gender equity is being achieved with regard to the burden of HPV-caused cancers. HPV infection is therefore a problem for both men and women. Cervical cancers are expected to continue their decades-long decline in incidence because of the extraordinary effectiveness of secondary prevention through cervical cytology screening or Pap tests. Oropharynx cancers, by contrast, have no analogous screening methodology. Additional declines in cervical cancer rates are anticipated as a consequence of HPV vaccination, which is currently recommended for all young women between the ages of 9 and 13 years in the U.S. While the HPV vaccine is currently FDA approved for the prevention of genital warts and anal cancers in men, routine vaccination is not currently recommended by the American Council for Immunization Practices, the committee that sets U.S. vaccination policy. Vaccination of boys was not considered cost-effective. But such analyses may shift in favor of vaccination as the increasing number of oropharynx cancers is taken into account. The data in this manuscript, therefore, are highly likely to be interpreted as providing a strong rationale for routine HPV vaccination of men. An important caveat to this stance, for those of us who rely on evidence-based medical practice, is that the effect of HPV vaccination on prevention of oral HPV 16 infection has never been investigated. The Chattervedi data therefore argue for support of natural history studies of oral HPV infection to facilitate possible secondary prevention strategies through HPV vaccination or oral HPV detection. It is important to emphasize that the majority of head and neck cancers worldwide remain attributable to tobacco and alcohol use. However, oropharyngeal cancer rates are increasing in many countries in addition to the U.S., including Canada, Great Britain, Denmark, and Sweden, among others. In the U.S., HPV is poised to become the dominant cause of head and neck cancer within the next few decades, arguing for clinical trials to determine the optimal management of these cancers. Strong emphasis on quality of life outcomes should be incorporated into these trials, given that, fortunately, the majority of young patients treated for this cancer are expected to survive. This concludes this JCO podcast. Thank you for listening.
For more original research, editorials, and review articles, please visit us online at jco.org. This production is copyrighted to the American Society of Clinical Oncology. Thank you for listening.